I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. A new report on sanitation and drinking water has singled out Lowndes County, Alabama, for its widespread lack of sewage systems for its residents. According to the report from the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, around 80% of Lowndes County residents don't have access to municipal waste treatment and have to install their own septic systems. Those systems can cost up to $30,000, thanks to the type of soil in the area, and the median household income in Lowndes County is just $26,000. As a result, many homes don't have any sewage system whatsoever. The report says that's led to an increase in diseases like hookworm and other tropical conditions not usually found in the United States. The Alabama Center for Rural Enterprise is working to improve the situation and has received a grant from the EPA to address the issue. But Director Catherine Coleman Flowers says state lawmakers haven't taken any action to provide resources. Alabama's public health officials are praising a new law that expands access to a drug that can reverse overdoses of heroin and prescription painkillers. APR's Mackenzie Bates has the details.
Officials with the Alabama Department of Public Health say the legislation allows pharmacists to distribute naloxone and unlimited refills to people who might have called for help during an overdose and people who might be at risk of having an overdose. Naloxone blocks opioid receptors and reverses the effects of a potential overdose from drugs including heroin, morphine, and oxycodone. According to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the drug might be used in the form of a nasal spray or as an injection. Officials say expanded access to the drug could help first responders save lives during emergencies. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Tuscaloosa.
Environmental groups have released a map and study about the 50 most needed road improvements in the state. That study, released by Black Warrior Riverkeeper and the Southern Environmental Law Center, does not include the Northern Beltline on that list. Nelson Brook is the Black Warrior Riverkeeper. He says that project is politically motivated.
And it's a boondoggle. It's not needed for transportation or for safety or for traffic. It's simply a political pet project that's been given undue priority over a bunch of other projects in the state, and we feel compelled to put that out there.
The report ranks the 50 most needed statewide highway projects and maintains that the combined cost of all of those projects would be $4.6 billion. That's in comparison to the $5.3 billion cost associated with the Northern Beltline. Brooks says the Northern Beltline also severely impacts the Black Warrior River watershed area. Jury deliberation is expected to begin today in the ethics trial of House Speaker Mike Hubbard. APR's Mackenzie Bates is in attendance and will have the latest news on all things considered this afternoon. Now your forecast.
Our forecast on this Friday includes a full dose of sunshine. Temperatures topping out in the mid-90s. Going to be a hot day. Also, the humidity levels coming up a bit today, especially by the weekend. Very tropical air and a small chance for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Most areas will remain dry. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.